All right, hello and welcome back to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep into the cinematic world of Frank Herbert's Dune. I'm one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
All right, John, we got a lot to talk about today, so let's go ahead and dive into it. We're talking about minutes 22 through 23. This minute starts with Paul being confused, and it ends with Paul being even more confused.
No notes. That's honestly a perfect description.
Perfect synopsis. Yeah.
Yes.
So when I another little peek behind, when I watch my minutes for this for the show, I always watch it all the way through without taking any notes first, and just to figure out how it starts and how it ends. Right as like when I was watching this one, I was like, when I got to the end of it, I was like, oh, it ends the same as it started. He's just even more confused. There's very little character growth for Paul within this minute.
Sure.
So after he gets woken up by his mother and presumably gets dressed, we cut to a hallway where he is being led down the hallway by a glow. Shout out to the Glow Globes.
Shout out to them.
Yep. We're going to say it every time. We're going to highlight the Glow Globes
because we love them.
They highlight us. yes, they're walking towards two out-of-focus characters. One presumably Jessica. The other one is unknown right now. And
Jessica is still looking.
Just stressed
the fuck out.
Just freaking out.
And we kind of know why now.
Yeah.
So she grabs Paul and is like, look. The Reverend Mother, Gaius Helen Moheim, which, what a name.
Great name for a great lady.
The Reverend Mother, Gaius Helen Moheim, is here. She was my teacher at the Bene Gesserit School. She's now truthsayer to the Emperor himself. She would like to meet you. So my question to you, because, you know, did a little research and everything, and there's like different tiers of Bene Gesserit, right? There's a sister, there's a truthsayer, there's a Reverend Mother. So can you be a truthsayer and Reverend Mother at the same time? Like, what's up with that? Or is that just them taking established titles
not,
and mixing?
They're
and
not necessarily positions within the order. They're roles, really. So
you're not promoted from truthsayer to Reverend Mother. You just
no, and Reverend Mother is not even like I would say truthsayer is a higher like title. Or a more important role in the organization than Reverend Mother is. So as you start at the Bene Gesserit school, a lot of people don't graduate. You know, they don't make it all the way up.
Sure.
Reverend Mother is kind of like their, you have graduated, from the school basically, from there you can specialize into other things. Truth saying being one of them, but that is probably one of the harder things to do. There's only nine at a time.
Major in Reverend Mother with a minor in truth sayer.
Right.
Okay.
This is a vast oversimplification of it, but
sure.
The Reverend Mother is one of the highest like positions because it's one of the hardest things to get to. You could be a sister of the Bene Gesserit and not attain the status of Reverend Mother. You have to go through that special water of life ceremony, which is highly deadly. And, you know, some people would opt to not do that.
Sure.
So there are definitely other ways you can, you know, exist within the organization without attaining that status. But that is like the I've graduated with honors from the school.
Summa cum laude.
Yeah. It is like these people are the best of the best. And then they can go on to do a bunch of other things. I said a second ago, truth sayers is a like a certain focus within that of their abilities. There's only nine at a time, and there are reasons for that that I have forgotten. But but I know that there's only nine.
Kind of put you on the spot on that one. So it's
yeah, okay. there's nine at a time, and Moheim here is the one that is kind of the attaché to the emperor. So she is kind of the highest in the land.
Sure.
In that
the regard. Most influential.
Yes, absolutely.
Paul just straight up is like, why does she want to talk to me? Why does she want to? And then Jessica's like, well, she wants to know about your dreams. And Paul's like, how does she know about my dreams? And Jessica just gives Paul this look of like, he's like, do I have to fucking spell it out for you? And Paul's not happy about it either, by the way.
No, like, absolutely not.
Like, he's like, you bitch. Why are you telling your boss about my
teams? Pretty much, right? So it's good for us to recognize now. As good of a mother as Jessica seems to be to Paul, she is still a member of this organization. She's still a Bene Gesserit. Mm-hmm. She's not a reverend mother. She's not graduated to that point yet. But she is a highly skilled sister of the order. And with that comes certain ulterior motives. You know, they still have the whole idea of the cucumber coat rack that they have to get through. And that's something that they're all striving for.
We haven't even talked about the cucumber coat rack yet in the movie. So we'll save that for that appropriate minute.
That's true. But I have in mind, it makes sense that she is reporting Paul's dreams back to the Reverend Mother, if it fits with that Kwisatz Haderach mythology and kind of fits the patterns and everything. So that look that she gives him is just like a, you fucking know. Like, come on, dude. Like, you know I had to do it.
Yeah.
Like, don't be pissed off at me right now.
I'm already stressed enough.
Yeah. As it is. Yeah. There's a lot of emotions communicated within that just one glance. From Jessica. So just, you know, great, great look.
And then Jessica introduces the man that we haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Yui.
Dr. Yui.
Or as I like to know him, Dr. Yui Lewis in the news.
Yui Lewis in the news. I love that.
So Dr. Yui is the physician to the Atreides.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that the diamond on his forehead is basically an indicator that he is a physician.
Yeah, it's a indication that he has graduated from something called the Suk School of Medicine. Suk spelled S-U-K. It's not the Suk School of Medicine.
They're just all really shitty doctors. Yeah.
It is the Suk School of Medicine.
Got it.
That's all I'll really say about that. About Dr. Yue right now. Since you brought up the tattoo on his forehead, a cool little piece of trivia about that is while everyone who graduates from that school of medicine gets that tattoo,
mm-hmm.
If you look at that tattoo on a microscopic level, there are, you know, certain variations in the tattoo. So one tattoo is not going to be exactly the same as someone else's tattoo.
Sure.
You're a tattooed person. You understand this.
Yes.
The Suk School of Medicine has a catalog of all of the different micro variations.
As like identifiers?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It is how, or is one of the ways that they protect people from, I guess like counterfeit doctors.
So if I just took a Sharpie and just fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. If you wanted to get tatted up and put the diamond on your head and if someone were to question your credentials, they could take a picture or whatever of your face and send that to the school.
Send it up to the suit and be like, hey, is this legit?
Yeah. And they can like look at it real close and be like, nah, nah, absolutely not. Those Tulalaks that I mentioned a couple episodes ago.
Yes.
They did that. They started producing counterfeit doctors. And that was one of the ways that they were able to identify counterfeits.
I was going to ask.
Yep. So the Tulalaks, man, they're shady, shady people. So just a little fun little trivia fact. So next time you're at the bar and they have a Dune night, maybe that'll be a question. That'd be a good question.
That'd be. God, I.
Bring me on Dune night.
That'd be awesome. If there was fucking Dune trivia. Not at any of the bars that we go to, though.
No, absolutely not.
So Dr. Yui just grabs Paul's head and neck, and we finally learn what that weird spot was that was on the back of Leto's head and neck, kind of behind his ear, because we see Yui press his fingertip onto that in same location on Paul's neck for identifying and doing a read on his vitals.
I don't think so. I'm going to disagree here.
Go back and watch it.
I believe that
you see him like,
I believe that he touches right there for sure. Maybe we're both right on this one. We see later in the movie, and I'm spoiling things ahead.
Sure.
We see through fear touch that as a communications device.
So it could be multi-purpose.
All right. So maybe we're both right.
Yeah.
I never picked up on that being a, like the Apple Watch of the future.
But it would make sense, right? Like for it to be like everything in that one device, because it's just an implant in your fucking neck.
Sure. So I was just thinking, we'll talk about this.
Some weird, like, fucking.
The Sook School of Medicine produces very, like, doctors who are very steeped in, like, holistic medicine. So I thought he was just doing cool, like, psychic readings on him.
Maybe a little column A, a little column B.
Yeah.
It is admittedly a little difficult to tell because Paul has longer hair.
Sure.
But you see him kind of do that reach with. Yeah. With his fingers around his head. And
I didn't check the dialogue here. But I'm pretty sure Paul both starts and ends this minute with him talking. And I think he says something to the tune of what's happening at the beginning.
That's exactly what he says. He just says at the end, he just says what's happening. And that is exactly where the minute ends. Yeah. And That's why your Paul is confused at the beginning and confused at the end of the minute is so apt for this.
Yeah. Yep.
So we don't know what's happening.
Yeah, we don't. We'll have to find out
later. until tomorrow's episode. So. Yep.
Cool. Anything else on this one?
Nope. Once again, more stress, Jessica.
Sure.
Another Glow Globe and Huey Lewis in the news.
Huey Lewis in the news. All right, cool. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, we are on Instagram at The Dune Minute.
We're also on Twitter, still only going to call it Twitter, at Dune Minute. And you can email us, duneminute@gmail.com.
All right, we are widely accessible. So yeah, we'll be back tomorrow to talk about the rest of this conversation and see
what's happening.
Yeah, what's happening. Yeah. All right, see ya.
See you guys.